From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A ceasefire takes effect in the Syrian civil war, with nearly 100 groups committed to observing a cessation of hostilities. The truce, brokered by the United States and Russia, took effect at midnight Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The United Nations Security Council Friday unanimously demanded that all parties to the civil war comply with the terms of the deal. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the resolution offers some hope for an end to the fighting.
The resolution we have just adopted, in which the Security Council endorses the cessation of hostilities in Syria, offers a genuine opportunity to pause, at least in part, the fighting in one of the most brutal conflicts the world has seen in a generation.
The resolution also urged Syria's government and the opposition to resume UN-brokered peace talks. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, had said that the Geneva talks on Syria would resume March 7th if the cessation of hostilities holds. Iranians cast their ballots Friday for the first time since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. Some 55 million Iranians were registered to vote for members of the conservative-dominated parliament, as well as the 88-member Assembly of Experts. The assembly monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has the final say on Iran's foreign policy. The vote might provide the first clue as to whether Western proponents of the deal will get a more moderate, open Iran. This is VOA News.